解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Well, it's season number 2 and this is our third episode.
Episode number 3.
How's it feeling, bro?
Well, I think worried because in this episode we didn't post the first episode. Because we are going to record like a previously.
Yes,
but
yes.
But this is the week that we are going to post the first episode. And we need to have a lot of things to do.
Right, exactly. Like actually, today, right?
Yeah, today.
That's what we're going to do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today we need to. Today we have a lot of things to do. Like
you, bro, it's crazy that we're filming this right now, right?
Uh-huh.
But we are releasing first episode. And today, like the thing that we shot today will be releasing in a month. That's freaking long time, right?
Well, that episode number 4 is going to be in a month.
Well, every episode.
No, yeah. Oh my god!
Wow, we're old already. By the time you see us, we're old. We're 1 month even older.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like your outfit.
The introduction, bro. Okay, I'm going to make. Hello, everybody. Ape, ama, suigo, menu. It's me, Concord.
And it's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Boy. Okay, return to the point. You say what?
I noticed that you've been hitting the gym.
You what?
You've been hitting the gym. Yeah. You've been getting some workout session.
Oh, yeah. Long time ago, actually.
Yeah. How's it going so far?
Wow, bro. I can tell you, like, in the beginning, I imagined that it can be just like 1 year or 6 months. You get good.
Yeah.
But no, you need to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't use like a helping things, like somebody can help you.
Some juice?
Some power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to take a lot of time. You need to make a one routine.
Right. Yeah.
It's so hard. What about you?
It is hard, man. You know that because of my body condition, I couldn't go to the gym for like more than a year. And everything I have ever trained for, like all the muscle masses, like just like they're gone right now. And so the reason why I started hitting the gym again was because my mom, she has like lower back pain, and she'd been complaining about that like quite a lot. And she went to the doctor and she said, is there something wrong with my spinal something? And then the doctor say, no, you're just lack of exercise. You ain't got no muscle to support your spine.
You're lazy.
That's why. Yeah. Basically say flat out, you're lazy. Yeah.
You're
but
lazy.
In a very respectful way.
Yeah.
So like, ma'am,
oh,
I think you need
to have a really respectful way to tell you.
Yeah, basically you need your muscle to support your lower back so your spine doesn't feel too, you know, pressure. And she's like, okay, yeah. So I have a question.
How do you think a doctor can tell to the gear, you are a bitch and you have a sex with a lot of guys, so that's the reason your pussy is in this way, in the polite, correct, medical way?
Are you talking about that person, that girl has STD or some kind of like disease that caused by in like
it's like
penetration,
the doctor wants to say it's tough to have sex with the first guy you meet.
Maybe be more selective when it comes to, you know. I don't know how to say that.
That's the reason we are not doctors.
That's the reason we're not
why
doctors.
We are not doctor. Okay. Return to the point.
So, return to the point is that I feel so sore right now. I noticed that I gained some weight from, you know, episode number 1. So, this is me putting some effort into trying to lose some weight again. So, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You work out just to try to become healthier, or you just want to look sexy in bed?
I work out because I want to create one routine. Oh. No, because... The purpose of be sexy, be healthy, you're going to lose the purpose in the second month. In your second month,
you lose the motivation.
You lost that vision. You lost your
purpose. You'll be unmotivated.
Yeah, you're totally unmotivated because in the moment you pay the gym, that's all.
Yeah.
And then your motivation is one class. After the first class, your whole body is pain. So you don't want to go again.
That's what happened to my mom. So now that we're paying like a one-time pays, like a one-time entry ticket kind
of
thing.
Just one?
Yeah, just one.
I
we're
for
paying.
For 3 years, bro.
We waited for like it because... she wanted to work out 2 years ago, and then she was so like excited and motivated like day one, and so she paid 12 months upfront for that membership, and she never stepped a foot inside that gym again. So I'm like, Mom, this time let's just do like one time thing until you have this like a habit or like a routine, and then we can think about joining the member, you know, like have the membership. So yeah, that's just kind of what it is. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But in my case now is. I really don't want to go to the gym, but I need to go. Today, we are going to talk about the parent expectations. That's a really interesting topic for me, for you, for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Even because it's different culture and we have our parents, it's different expectation.
Yes.
For example, one interesting thing is I'm taking Chinese class.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I'm taking Chinese class in...
And it's really intensive, like from Monday to Friday.
Like I told you, I create a one routine. So wake up 6 a.m. every day, Monday to Friday, and go to the class. And then
I'm tired already.
Exactly the point about the parent expectation is because I'm taking the Chinese class.
Yeah.
And we're learning the chao and qing. It's two different things.
It's like one is demand and the other one is kind of like a request.
Yeah, one of the things that I told you do this and I ask you for do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My professor asks for us, your mother, 叫你是王，或你的妈妈请你是王. And I was the person who say, 你的妈妈请你是王. You say, what the fuck is your... No, never. It's because the parents in Peru, they are super polite. And they ask you...
Even like, to their own kids.
Can you help me to wash the dish, please? And you say, of course, like, yeah, mom, of course I can help you. Because, you know, they have this polite conversation, this polite relationship. But here in Taiwan, it's like a...
Go wash the dishes.
Yeah.
Like, why? No. What you say? Come here again.
Question.
Yeah.
Now I'm married guy. And
yes.
We have a two culture. Taiwan is a Peruvian culture. My wife asked me about if we have a kid. Happened in Taiwan, one specific tradition that put specific things or certain things in front of the baby.
Yeah.
And the baby is going to choose. And this is going to be the future job of the baby. Is that right?
It is, I would say that is correct. It is a very special, unique tradition, almost to the point, it's kind of like a superstition. And yeah, like you said, like parents, they throw a party, and in Taiwan, we call it like 抓周, so basically just like catch, pick something, and then 周 means anniversary. So, well, I think in English, they probably call it like the one-year-old catch. So as soon as you turn 1 year old, you lay out a lot of items, and those items are like the indicators of certain career path. So let's say, for example, you grab pencil, ink, or paper, it's very likely that you are seeing the future author, writer, professor, or teacher, scholar. Or if you grab like acubus or money, then you're going to be in finance, or you're going to be in the stock market, or like just going to be rich.
You think this tradition is still happening now in the real life, and now in the actual life?
I think quite a lot of people still... It's like, it's not so much about like, oh, this is what's going to be for the baby. But people just thought it might be fun.
Okay, yeah. For funny. For
yeah,
funny.
It's like for fun. It's like we're going to have this party to celebrate this cute little tiny baby's like very first birthday on Earth. So hi, everybody. And this kind of like a small little event that people do when they get together.
Yeah. Because I asked to my wife, if I want to put something to represent acting, what you are going to put?
A camera or a mask?
A mask.
Yeah.
What about if the mask represent one psycho, one killer? What about if the camera represent? No, he's going to be actor. He's going to be the cameraman. Or maybe he is going to record at one OnlyFans.
So yeah, like I said, it's only an indicator.
But I think in the actual life, you can't do this. It's too... ambiguous. It's like you have two meanings, a lot of meanings. Do you play that when you was kid?
Oh, my family doesn't have that tradition, but I think like one of my friends, he grabbed, I don't know why that thing appeared in that event, but he grabbed a pair of scissors.
Scissors?
Yeah, scissors. And
okay, let me guess. And he is going to be a hairstyle?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he is a hairstylist.
Oh!
Yeah. But I think it's just coincidence, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you could say that he could be a gardener.
Oh, yeah.
Or I don't know. He could be,
a teacher who could for the bay.
Probably. But it was kind of fun. Yeah. Okay. So you were talking about, so your wife obviously have this like ideas or
do this.
Yeah. Of doing this. And what about you? Are you like all for it? Or like, okay, cool. Yeah. Maybe we could try. Or you're like, nah. That's not what
we're going to do. Well, I become with the idea to nah. But now I know it's for fun, for just funny things. So, maybe, yeah, maybe. Why not?
Maybe. Oh, okay, I see.
Oh, you know my name is Enrique?
Yeah.
Okay, you know my father's name is Enrique?
You two share the same name?
And you so know you my were named grand, after? Grand, grandfather, the name is Enrique, too. And the name of my sister is Lucy, and the name of my mother is Lucy.
How do you, wow, then how do your relatives call you guys? How do
that's the reason, because we have a second name. Because my father is Lupo Enrique. The first name is Lupo, the second name is Enrique. But my first name is Enrique and my second name is Alonso.
Oh, so in Peru you guys call it by like a middle name, first name or the last?
We call with the whole name, Enrique Alonso.
Even when they're calling you?
Uh-huh.
Casually.
Yeah, it's normal. It's like a, hey, Lucy Alejandra. The name of my sister is Lucy Alejandra.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Lucy Alejandra, what are you doing?
Oh,
hey, Enrique Alonso,
okay.
What are you doing?
That's cool.
Yeah, my mother, when she's really angry, she told my whole name. Yeah. Yeah, when my mother really angry, she
try one.
Yeah, it's like a, Enrique Alonso Concha Cornejo, come here right now. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds powerful. That's just like,
yeah. It's like they call me the whole name. In Peru, we have this kind of tradition. So
I see.
At the same, like at the job, mm-hmm. usually the kid or you boy kid mm-hmm. do the same thing like the father.
Mm.
Usually
follows the occupation. Like follows the occupation.
My father, when I was kid, he told me like I need to be engineer. But I am zero in math, okay? I'm none in math. In the beginning,
yeah.
Okay, when you finish your college, of course you need to apply to the university. And I mm-hmm. apply to the be engineer, just one semester, and then I give up. It's so,
well, at least you try.
Bro, but my father was so disappointed.
He was so disappointing in you that you got in and then you decided to drop out.
Yeah, to give up. And my father told me, why'd you give up? If you don't know, just I'm going to teach you. And if I can't teach you, I'm going to pay one teacher can teach you.
Oh.
So you just need to pass the class and graduate like an engineer. He just want to have the papers to say I'm an engineer.
Okay, so you took like a year off?
I take 6 months mm-hmm. because I changed the university, a more better university.
I see.
And in another university, I apply again to be an engineer, but different type of engineer
mm-hmm.
and I take 6 months to apply to this engineer and test by test, but I can't. It's like in the exam I just need 1 point or 0.5 points.
More you do, the more sure you are, like I fucking hate this.
it's not like I fucking hate, because I have the pressure to be like I want to my father can be happy.
Oh yeah, of course you want to be able to live up to that expectation.
Yeah,
and your dad has had high expectation of you,
yeah,
especially being an engineer.
My father had the best expectation for me.
He's always had that idea of my son is gonna grow up just like me.
Yeah, and yeah. I remember really one day, the last time that I take the exam, the minimum score was like a 100.
Yes,
and I have a 99.05. And I remember that day.
So you didn't pass the bar.
Yeah, I didn't pass the bar, and that day I was like a 1 a.m. and I saw the results and I go to the bed of my father. I just put in my knees and I start to cry to say, sorry, I can't.
You were on your knees?
Yeah, and I told my parent like, sorry, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, you're getting emotional. Man.
Yeah, in the moment I told my parent, like, really, I'm trying my best, but I can't. Let me just take one exam for study communication of art. Let me just take one exam. Mm-hmm. The next exam, I want to take communication of art. And the next exam, I take communication of art, and I was the second place.
Wow.
I was the second best in the exam.
Because you feel passionate about that specific field, about arts, about filming, about productions.
Yeah.
You know, like the overall, the MPT and the media and stuff like that.
Oh, I want to hug you.
But is it this expectation in Peru? How about in Taiwan?
I would say...
Because your father, your family is basically an arts family.
Right, so I would say I got away with it. I was really lucky, I would say. Especially like
Bro,
in Asian culture, it's... We have this expectation of you have to be end up, you know, having the job title that with like ends with 士. It's kind of like a respectable job occupation, like 律师, lawyer, 医师, surgeon, doctors, or 教师, like your teacher, educators.
医生.
医生有医师. That's like a very respectful way of referring it. So basically like engineer, 工程师. So everything that ends with 士, people respect you.
摄影师.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Bro, kind of. A lot of people, I have a lot of friends
But imagine actors. We don't call them...
演戏.
We don't call them that. We call them 演员. They're basically... Back in the days, I think, like... Well, nowadays, we have stars. But if you're just, like, actors, then you're just an actor, right? So you're not that, you know, respected, I would say. So, you know, like, in the traditional family, they we have this thing. It's like... 望子女成龙凤, and long is dragon, and feng is phoenix. So basically, it's like these two creatures are very just high there, right? Really mysterious, and people worship, glorify them. So it basically, by literal translation, would be you hope, you expect your son to be dragon, to be like that, to be glowing,
Bro,
and you want your daughter to be phoenix.
That's more bigger expectation than just...
That's really crazy. So you see a lot of tiger mom or like a wolf kind of daddy, that they're just like, they hit you, they physically, you know, like, they scold you. They're like, if you don't get an A+, you're not my son. I'm going to disown you. It was like to that bad. I seem like a lot of families are like that, but I think I got away with it because I was brought up in a very artistic household. And growing up, I didn't know that you could not dance. So I'm like, I happen to be very creative and artistic. And I, like you,
but
I
do you think
suck.
The story will be different if you tell your mother that you want to be a lawyer, or maybe engineer? Because basically,
it's kind of like a reverse.
The same.
Yeah, it's kind of like a reverse expectation. So when I told my mom, I love dancing, but I don't see that as my future main career. I wanted to try some other form of performing arts. My mom was like, but your mom has a studio, so it's pretty much. Like, sure, your career is already being planned out for you. And my mom was, like, always saying, like, I want to retire. I want someone to take over my business. I want someone to take over my dance studio.
But your sister is going to take the business.
So she was going through the same thing. Yeah, she loves dancing. And I think, like, she has now, like, made her own decision about wanting to take over. Yeah. But, my mom has not just one dance studio, so it's kind of, like, a little bit messy. But it was her... It was her, let's say, her business empire. It was her dream, her career. So not necessarily my sister's career. So it's like being like really taken over, like passed down your thing, your business to your next generation. I think that's like something tough. So when I told my mom, like, I wanted to be an actor, and she said, maybe you want to try one until like master, like maybe think for four more years, you know, until you graduated.
This
maybe,
kind of thing is like a take your time for thinking.
Yeah,
again.
Take your time. Basically say not now. But then I said, because I study abroad, right? But then I said that what if I do everything, apply, go through every application, every process all by myself? Because like you also have some certain institution that would help you apply, that would help you, you know, like work on all the portfolio and stuff like that. My mom said, I ain't got no money for that, and I know nobody. You have no relative, I have no friends living in the States, so you're on your own. So she was like 95% sure I wasn't gonna get in.
So that's why, well, you can do it. Yeah. Because she was like, so sure. And I did. And then surprisingly, I got in. My English was so terrible. I didn't even understand what is. So you have to pay, right? You have to use credit card. And on the website, it says the application fee is non-refundable. I didn't even know what that was. I had to look that up. That's how terrible my English was when I was 18.
But how much is that application fee? Too expensive?
Oh, it was like $300. Not cheap.
Yeah, like an E1.
Like E1. So my mom was like, I don't know, why are you paying so, you know, I didn't have any money, so I had to ask for my mom's credit card. And my mom's like, why are you paying so much money? I was like, I'll try. And I even told her, like, if I didn't get in, I will do part-time job. I will try to pay you back. Can I just please do it? And my mom's like, okay. And then I got in, and then the rest is history.
Now you're here making a podcast. Oh, but do you think now it's correct to say that? Because now we are both actors recording a podcast because we are unemployed.
That's also one thing.
Sounds proper.
Look at how, you know, how we're doing. So kids, if you're looking for starting an acting career, think twice, bitch. So when I went to America, the reason why I wanted to study in the States, because that my ultimate goal was to be able to legally work and start my acting career in the States. And that's why I chose California, bitches. Yeah, otherwise I could just go to New York or, you know, some other state that are much cheaper. Or I don't know, maybe even covered by some other scholarships or something. But I went to that school. It's a private school. It's crazy, crazy, crazy expensive. And the reason why I still decided to go was because I knew that I wanted to be able to live there, and I got the 12 months work permit at the time, but shit, COVID started. Everyone is literally out of job. Nobody wants a foreigner, and they even have to apply work permit for you. They have to run a lot of process, and nobody wants to do that, because even the American, local Americans, they're out of job, and, you know, stores, everything were shut down. You can only shelter in place. Basically, you can only go to a hospital or buy groceries. So I was at the time, I was stuck there, shelter in place for 5 months. And I was like, I have 12 months, should I wait? But like you said, acting is really case by case. You can't find an internship and say, can I sit in the office and put like a title as I'm the actor, I'm the intern actor? You don't do that. And no agency will want to sign you knowing that, oh, you're a foreigner, you don't have social security number, you don't have green card, so we have to help you apply for a lot of things, and we have to spend a lot of money into investing you, but you are not guaranteed to be able to stay, because even if they help you go through all the process, you still have to go through the lottery system with the work visa, and that's just like really complicated and really a long ass painstaking process. So I just thought that I think maybe the universe is telling me that it's okay. Yeah, as long as I'm healthy, I miss my family, I graduated, and maybe it's my cue to fly back to Taiwan. And I don't know, if you keep an open mind and you welcome all the possibility, maybe there's still a chance of me going back. But so far, I'm happy that I get to, you know, if I didn't fly back, then I wouldn't be sitting here and having this amazing podcast and knowing everybody, you know, from Brosbon. So yeah, I think I love how somehow this universe is, you know, like directing you very gently, pushing you into one direction. And I think I am exactly where I need to be right now. I don't know where I will be, but I love how it is right now. Yeah,
bro, the same. I think like I have a one conversation with one guy, and I told like a little my history. The same, the destiny make this work, and the destiny have this for me, and I'm so happy with that.
Yeah.
Whatever I have, even if to this month I don't have a job, I'm so happy what was my trip until this moment. Bro, but I need to ask you. You said this happy. Bro, I need to ask you. So how is the expectation here for the parents to be married? I know. Because I listen to my friends.
Yeah.
That like before the 26 years old, the parents didn't tell you like, hey, you know, you don't need to marry, you don't need to marry, you don't need to marry. But after 26, 27, 30 years old, every Chinese New Year, they say, when you're going to marry, when are you going to marry, why you don't have a boyfriend, why you don't have a husband?
Exactly, yeah. Oh, I have a story I want to share with you. So I have this distant family member, like a relative, and a girl, and she was reaching 31, 32, and like she doesn't like openly talked about having a boyfriend or anything like that. Uh-huh. And I think that she probably still doesn't have a boyfriend. Yeah, even up until right now. But anyways, like you said, like the family gathering when it's Lunar New Year and you have like an uncle and something, and they'll be like, why are you not married? You should start wearing t-shirt. It's too baggy. You should try to start, you know, maybe something feminine, get out there and have some fun. And, you know, like maybe try to, you can even try some matchmaking or some other things. Oh, get to know more fans or get to know your coworker. You know, you should be getting married. People are going to think that you are leftovers because nobody wants you. Yeah. You're already reaching 32. And it's like, what's your problem? Why are you not, what are you not getting married? Are you lesbian? And they're like, it's like, really, like all the uncles were like asking, and especially one uncle, he was really just really pushy, you yeah. know? It's like, it's, and my cousin, well, not cousin, my, I forget the title of it, but a relative then, and she took a deep breath and then she said, uncle, the reason I'm not married right now is because of you. Very sincere, serious, right? And the uncle was like, what do you mean? No, it's not my problem that you are not married. It's none of my business. And my relative said, exactly. It's none of your business. So how about mind your own business and let me mind my business? It's like, okay. Yeah, it's none of your business. Right, exactly. I was like, yeah, sometimes it's like we are all on different time at different, how do I say, we will glow in our different timeline and not necessarily getting married is like a milestone or like a step that you have to complete, you have to accomplish. You see, Barack Obama retired at the age of 50 something and Donald Trump got first elected as the president in his 70s. So people, you know, if we're flowers, we blossom in different time, and I think that's all right. So for me though, getting married.
But your mother didn't tell you like when you're going to get married?
She said there's no need to have girlfriends or something like that, and because she always said you always end up getting a divorce. Good, because she's divorced. So, well, because she divorced, and so she just thought that, well, she believes in true love, and she still want to, you know, maybe find like a lifelong partner, and she just thought that. But there's no need. You really need to think. Not just twice, like 10 times before you get married. Because, yeah, she said, yeah, try not to rush into it.
Yeah, because even it's a lot of money to get married.
Yeah, it is. So, I don't know. I think I'm open if I just don't get married. I would love to have a partner, but I don't necessarily have to get married. Oh, thank you.
You're okay, open to that.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, all that we're going to talk about today. Cool, so, yeah. I think now it's time for
Brosbon Reacts.
So, everybody, we asked you about which is the object you choose, and now we are, what is your actual job?
Yeah, what did you pick at your one-year-old catch that cute little event, and what are you currently doing right now?
So I saw somebody answer like an OnlyFans.
Yeah, somebody did. So
send us the link.
This person says, 我没有抓周经验。 是不是很值得失业或无业呢?
But so your parents know that you are going to be an employee. So.
That's what happened to me. Yeah. I also didn't pick, so I'm out of job right now.
Oh!
You also didn't pick, so you're out of job right now.
But I don't have, I'm Peruvian, I don't have this tradition. Okay, next one.
She said that 我跟我妹都抓到计算机，我们还真的都很爱钱。 We really love money, so. That's cool, yeah, because you're counting.
Yeah.
You're doing calculation, yeah, you're doing math, so you love money.
Well, do you think one gangster, one narco, narco is different to gangster?
Narcos are the people who sell drugs?
Yeah, in Latin America.
Uh-huh. Like drug dealer?
Yeah, but the gangster.
The gangs are all like in the
hood. The bad boy.
Yeah, the bad boys.
But do you think the narco, if he do this the same, he take the calculator and then he take one credit card and...
How do you know how to do cocaine?
Huh?
How do you know that's the right way?
Because I saw movies. I have Netflix.
Okay.
I have a Netflix guy.
Okay.
Oh, do you saw my new ID?
Your new ID?
For student ID.
Oh, the student ID, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
You look like a gangster. You look at your piss, you're like, it looked like a mugshot.
Yeah.
It looked like you were being brought into custody and like profile 45 degree 我拿到钱币。高中大学呢都是学商，未来的志向就是赚大钱。
Don't feel special.
That's nice.
Okay. You know, I listen one thing is the love is the most important thing in the whole world. You know what I love? Money.
Okay, well, so that's all for our today's Brosbond. I think now that people, if you're seeing our show, you tend to get more of, I think you're starting to get more, a better idea of how we do for why we are asking questions or interactions or comments or even longer, really detailed stories on our stories. That's because we're going to do this Brosbond React. And so I think we welcome that, you know, everyone, whenever we ask questions, just if you would like to also be, you know, be on the your comments, if you want your comments to be on the show, please go ahead. And you don't like, comment. Yeah, just tell us your story and your ideas. I think that's pretty much for today.
Okay, but you need to close the section. Never close the section.
What do you mean?
That's all for Brosbond React! Thanks for sharing us your story. Thanks everybody for taking the time for comment. And you want to say something?
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and turn on that little blue thingy, the notification.
It's blue?
Yeah.
It's blue? It's blue? I think it's gray.
Is it gray? Once you turn it on, I think it's blue.
Just turn the bell.
Yeah. Hit the bell. Yes.
Hit the bell. Mm-hmm. And that's all for today. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brosbond!